The Merkavas HaMishnah develops an approach to this Rambam, and he says that the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara on Daf Yud. Yeah, it's Yoram and Aleph. The Karen Ora also has a discussion about this Rambam. The Karen Ora's discussion was, let me find it, I think it was in the Hakdama, that when we saw that.
The Miri was explaining the Rambam, the Miri gave
here it is.
The same idea as the Rambam, that the shouldn't have happened anywhere.
What's that?
The Shinei, the Meiri agrees with the Rambam that it could happen anywhere?
Yes.
Okay.
The Chain Ikar. So the Karen Ora also made the diak in this Rambam, in the Psicha and Dibra Maschel Vihine Machsheva Shinei Bailam Din Echad La Im Shinei Kodesh. He says that they're exactly the same din. Elo Deshinei Bailam Lo Pazlam Bezorek Aval Rambam Perak Yud Gimel Antes Vav Mistam Lastumo Kamat Mavur B'Dvar Deshinei Bailam Pazlam Gam Kimchol Arba Avodos. And he quotes the Kash on the Mishnah Lamelech, etc. V'Tzorach Li'iyun. But the Merkavas HaMishnah, he says that the Rambam had a different girsa in this girsa, not like Rashi. And he suggests, when it says on Daf Beis, Ola Sheshachta Shalol Lishma, Asr Lizrog Dama Shalol Lishma, Hainu Dafka Bishini Hashem, like Shlomim Lishem Ola, where you have a Pasuk and a Svara. The Gemara began on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. How do you know that if you start as karbon shalol lishmo, that you still have to finish the rest of the karbon lishmo? So it said two psukim, motzis vasecha tishma v'yasisa, and the svara. So he says that's dafka in shini hashem, where like shlom and ola, where you have a svara and a pasuk. However, that's true only in machsheves lishmo. However, olas ruven sheshachta l'shem shimon of shini bailim, as long as you did it l'shem Shimon, so then
will be found on subsequent stages.
There's no svara to say that the next stage in the carbon is still misyaches to the first guy. It's no longer misyaches to him at all.
The Gemara that favor says that you have to continue with the original veda.
Right.
So that's only by shinei
Shimon. Shinei Kodesh.
When it comes to shinei bailim. So then what would happen? There's no reason to say this. Reuven brought it, and you thought that Shimon, so now there's no reason to say Shimon.
What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, look, right? Motzis vasecha tishma v'asisa kasher nadarta. If it's not a neder, what is it going to be? It's going to be a nedava. Okay, so you have to bring a neder. You didn't bring your neder, so at least you can bring a nedava. But olas Reuven, that you now messed up, now becomes a nedava. But Reuven is not mesiachas this carbon anymore. So the thought of bringing it as a nedava, but it doesn't compute. It doesn't make any sense anymore.
So what would happen with that carbon? That's what he's trying to say. What would happen be?
There wouldn't be any requirement to be mechashev lishmo in the hemshech hakrava. It's still kosher. It's kosher v'lo alu.
So he's still saying the Rambam that they're the same.
So exactly.
So I'm saying that's the case. Meaning, we said he's given an analogy. So he said when it comes to Shinei Kodesh, so you got off the tracks, but it's not so much the track. It's still going down. You made it stop, and now you get to keep on going. So you have very much shavu. You can finish it and still kosher v'lo alu. But now we're saying that no. The reason why you can have a machshava, you're having a correct machshava, is because it's not on the tracks anymore.
So this is what I mentioned. So that's what I said earlier. That's what I mentioned earlier. Everybody will agree, even the Rambam will agree, that there are at times differences between Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Bailim. For example, Chatas that Shachta L'Shem Reuven, whether it's Mechuyev Kamo or not Mechuyev Kamo. So that doesn't have a parallel in Shinei Kodesh. The nature of the distinction between a guy who's chayv an ola versus a guy who's chayv a chatas, that only exists in the realm of Shinei Bailim. It's unique to Shinei Bailim. But be'etzem, that psul of Shinui Bailim would consider to be analogous or still part of, related to, the psul of Shinui Kodesh. Everybody's going to agree that there will be some differences between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh. The question is, how do they play out? Are they exceptions to the general rule that put them together or not? So the way that the Merkavas HaMishnah is explaining the Rambam is that these psulim are the same. And therefore, Lamaskana, both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are possible in all four avodos on their own. Shchita l'shem shchita of the different Bailim. Holacha l'shem holacha of the different Bailim. It just happens to be that there is a difference. What's the difference? This would be the third nafkamina. The third nafkamina is the iser to be mechashev a bad machshava. That according to the, you know, this is something, in the case of Shinui Bailim, there's no iser to be mechashev anything wrong once you did the first time, as opposed to shelo l'shmo, where there would be an iser to continue to be mechashev shelo l'shmo.
Yeah. And I guess the question is this.
Yeah.
Then how long does it take you to a point where it's like there's so many exceptions?
Okay. In a Hanami. Right. So how far apart are they? They might not be that far apart, but it's an important distinction, and sometimes that will have. So nafkamina number one we said was whether or not Shinui Bailim is considered to be a psul haguf. Number two was whether or not Machsheva Shinui Bailim exists in the Shar Avodos. Nafgamina number three is whether there's an Isser to Machashev Machsheva Shalo Nechona. Yes.
Okay, so it's Tosfos understanding of the fact that Shinui Bailim is the Zrika Shinui Machsheva during Shchita to do with Zrika because Zrika is Mechaper. Not every Kapara is Mechaper.
So every Kapara, when the Gemara uses the word Kapara, it doesn't always mean atonement for a sin. It means accomplishing the spiritual goal of the person for whom the carbon was offered. So that word sometimes means ritzui.
Okay.
It means the baal ha-carbon.
It does it for him.
Yeah.
Repeat the nafkaminas?
So far we have three. Right. We're going to bring a few more. Nafkamina number one was, is Shinui Bailim also psul haguf? Nafkamina, just these are the simple Gemara ones. Number two was, is it really Bashar Avodos or not? According to the Rambam Maskana, even Shinui Bailim is Bechol Avodos. The Kasha, the Mishnah Melech, and the observation with the Meiri with the answer of the Merkavas HaMishnah. And then, Nafkamina number three was the Chiddush of the Merkavas HaMishnah about the fact that there's no longer a Psul, in Isser, there's no Isser to continue to be Mechashev Shalo Labailov, even though there would be an Isser to continue to be Mechashev Shalo Lashmo. Now, that Nafkamina is kind of a Nafkamina in the reverse, because that's within the Tzad that says that they're the same, there's still a Nafkamina between them regarding this Isser. Right? This wouldn't, if you say that they're totally different Isserim, so it's a different question.
The Pasuk, for sure, it sounds like this Svar, you could hear either way. Svar is not.
Meaning, because the Neder Nedava idea.
Neder Nedava you hear, but the first part of
the Svar you're saying is still.
You start off with so you can.
Okay. Okay. Next Nafkamina, something we alluded to earlier, and this was the Gemara in Pesachim. The relationship between Shinui Bailim and Shalola Ochlov and Shalola Menuyov. So. The Briska Rav in the Chidushim, he likes the idea, he's very into the idea that a Shinui Kodesh is a Machshava HaPoseles, right? That was something we spoke about a lot at the beginning of the Masechta. So he says, yeah, it's very good that it's a Machshava HaPoseles. It ruins the carbon. So in that light, I understand very well why when you have a mixed Machshava, it's a postal of the carbon. If I have machsheva lishmo and shalol lishmo, my machsheva shalol lishmo sank the carbon. Done. But the Gemara says in Pesachim that la'ochlov and shalol la'ochlov doesn't sink the carbon. Doesn't sink the carbon. Why not? Because the Gemara says beferish, it's not a psul haguf. Right? It's not a psul haguf, it's not a machsheva haposeles. So here's where it gets interesting. That Gemara was specifically in the context of Lo'ochlav and Shelo Lo'ochlav. However,
but it is also
No. Remember, that Gemara was only specifically mentioning the words Lo'ochlav and Shelo Lo'ochlav. However, the Mishnah, the Mishnah groups them together.
Where does it say just Lo'ochlav and Shelo Lo'ochlav?
The Gemara on Samach Beis Amid Beis, which makes the distinction, is only on Shelo Lo'ochlav and Lo'ochlav. Tosfos on Ardaf is very sensitive to this, nuance that the Gemara only addresses Lo'ochlav, but Tosfos is also aware that the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph says Lo'ochlav v'Shelo Lo'ochlav l'menuy v'Shelo l'menuy v'lumlulim v'la'areilim l'tmei l'to'orim kosher. A mixed machshava in these is kosher. So if you tell me that a Shinui Bailim is the same as Shinui Kodesh, and they're both a Psul HaGuf, then that will lead you to a conclusion. What's the conclusion that will lead you to?
That's different.
What's different? One second. And different than...
Then
Shinui Bailim. Okay. It will lead you to the conclusion that you can't say the following equation, that Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh are the same psul, it's a psul aguf, it's a davar aposel, and Shinui Bailim is the same thing as Shelo Lemenuyav, because Shelo Lemenuyav is clearly not a davar aposel in the karban. Because Shelo Lemenuyav with Menuyim is still kosher. So Tosfos on our daf, on Dalet Amud Beis, goes to great lengths to tell you that Shinui Bailim is not the same as Shelo Lo'ochlav, and it's certainly not the same as Shelo Lemenuyav. Tosfos reiterates this point in a different way. Tosfos in Psachim, daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, takes issue with Rashi. Rashi there says that Shinui Bailim and Shelo Lemenuyav are the same. That's Rashi, Dibar Maschil, Kami, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph Kami, and that's also the opinion of the Tosfos Rid there on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that Shelo Lemenuyav is Shinui Bailim, and that sounds like it's the same shot as the Meiri. But Tosfos, just one second, but Tosfos here, and Dima Maskel Machshava, and Tosfos there, Dima Maskel Iskish, and the Sefer HaYashar in Simen Shin Nun Ches, says no, these are totally different psulim.
The Rashi
is there, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Dima Maskel Kami, and the Tosfos Rid, and also it sounds like the Meiri is of that opinion, that Shinui Bailim is the same as Shelo Lemenuyav.
How can they say that? It's not a fundamental, it's Lashitasam, because to be a Mamuna on a Karban for the Karban Pesach means that you had a portion of the actual bilus of the Karban for them. So it's, in other words, this it's not a Mamuna.
So now, you could still break that down, which we'll do in a second. You can still break that down. It's not necessarily Mechuyev to be their way, but the idea is that for Tosfos, it makes perfect sense. That's what Tosfos is arguing. This is exactly the thesis of Tosfos on Ardaf. Because Tosfos on Ardaf wants to say that Shinui Bailim is a Psul HaGuf just like Shinui Kodesh. And therefore he gets stuck on the Mishnah in Psachim. So what does he say? He says, you clearly see that Shinui Bailim is not the same as Shelo Lo'ochlav, and it's also not the same as Shelo Lemenuyav. Now, even according to Rashi, that Shelo Lemenuyav is the same as Shelo Lebailov, that may not be true for Shelo Leochlov.
Because
Shelo Lemenuyav. Shelo Leochlov is definitely not a psul of Shelo Lebailov, because they are the Bailam on the Karban. Shelo Leochlov is a different problem, which the Gemara is discussing there, and that's why the Gemara itself goes on to ask the Ibaya of Iskish Ochlamanuim Shachtulam Mulamanashi Skapabo Arelam Bezrika, and the Gemara has this question about Arelam Bezrika and not, and Ochlam Bezrika, because Ochlam is definitely not a psul of Shelo Lebailov. But once we're talking about this, wait a second. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that the psul of Shelo Lemenuyav is not the same as Shelo Lebailov, Remember, shalol vailov now is a psul aguf, it's a fundamental psul, shalol menuyev is not. So what's the difference? The answer is, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, actually, nothing. Technically speaking, they're the same machshava. It's just that in the Karban Pesach, it can be manifest both as shalol menuyev and as shalol vailov, different ways. However, if you look in the Mikdash David, in the essays in the Mikdash Dov, in the end, in Os Beis, I think it's, I'll tell you what essay it is. In the end of the Mikdash Dov, in
answer of Mosholem David?
No, the Mikdash Dov is unbelievable. The Mikdash Dov is a classic sefer. It's Rav David HaKohen Rappaport, who was a tremendous gon. I forget when he died. He was, I think he was for a time in Siberia. I believe he lived around the same time as Rav Elchanan, and they learned maybe together in the Kachin Kolo. I forget where. His pre-war great gon. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember offhand his bio. This is a major, you know, fundamental sefer in Limud of Kachin. So if you look in the end of in the Kuntras Achron, where he has a section on Lishma, Kuntras Achron Dalid in Sifkat and Beis, he actually makes a distinction in terms of the Machshava of Shalola Menuyev versus the Machshava of Shalola Bailov. He says that Shalola Menuyev means when you have a Machshava, a negative Machshava, that's not for our guys. Whereas Shalola Bailov is a proactive Machshava for someone else.
Rashi says that a few times.
So this is a discussion, Achron, on whether or not this chiluk is ois gehalten. Others come after him, disagree with him, this chiddush of the Mikdash David.
Is the first thought similar to a machshava poselis or no?
I'm not sure that it's a function of machshava poselis. His question is it just, it might even be the opposite, in the sense that Shalola Menuyev is saying, if I didn't do it for my Menuyim, it doesn't matter that it's not for anybody else. The case that he's discussing was where the Bailam died before you became aware of it. So there were no Bailam.
Uh-huh.
So he says, that's Shalola Menuyim. That's not Shalola Bailam. Shalola Bailam means you have to actually be Oker it. You have to be Oker it from Ruvain to Shimon. Right. So the question is that to the exclusion of Shalola Menuyim? Is that the same thing? Right. So that
Shalola Menuyim we're saying is a... It's a
so it could come back to the same thing, which is that if loba mitchila el achila, that the Pesach needs to be designated for the people who are going to eat it, the fact here that you lack that designation is a problem. But this is just all in the frame of this. But the idea is that Tosfos is this nafkamina, that Tosfos thinks that Shina Bailam and Shina Kodesh are closely related, and therefore you can't say that Shinui Bailam is the same as Shalola Menuyev because you see they don't play out the same way. Another nafkamina would be Shinui Bailam with a mixed machshava.
Right.
I have Chatas Ruvain for Ruvain and for Shimon, for both of them. So what would you say in that case? What would you say in that case? So the Sefer HaYashar says that's no good. That's puzzle. Just like Shinui Kodesh is puzzle when you have a mixed machshava, so too Shinui Bailam.
But can you, right? Well, you say also because it's a chatos though, so it's different. I mean, if you had mixed Bailam by Shlomo.
No, same thing by Shlomo. Is it going to be a kosher v'lo alu, or is it just going to be kosher legamri?
Right, but I'm saying it wouldn't be a bigger factor.
It might. It might. But I'm saying, so forget Chatas. Choose another example. Choose the Ola. Okay. Is it going to be Kasha Lagamri? However, if you look at the Sfas Emes in Psachim, there on Daf Samach Aleph, he raises the possibility that according to Rashi, potentially, and maybe even according to the Rambam, a mixed machshava in Shinui Bailim would be Kasher. Because Shinui Bailim would only be a choser hechsher, wouldn't be a machshava poseles.
And also the Kiran Ori you sent us to also says, but as you seem to find anywhere via not in Shas and not in the Rambam, that should be posel.
That it is posel.
He doesn't
yeah.
have any part of
posel. Right. So the Sefer HaYashar says it, I think he says it black and white in that same Sefer HaYashar.
the Haros and the Karen Ara.
They point you to the Sefer Yosha.
Yeah.
So, and however, the Svasemis thinks that maybe. So here again is another example. I'm not saying it's all lines up Lishitasan, but it's another example of a Nafkamina. Obviously, the next Nafkamina would be the Pesach Shelo Bizmano with Shina Bailam. That was the Gemara. And if you look in the Me'iri says the way to learn that Gemara is exactly this Shaila. When the Gemara asks in Psachim on Samach Amud Beis, Ma Shina Kodesh Shepolsim Bizmano Achshu La'afrach Bizmano Av Shina Bailam Shepolsim Bizmano Achshu Mano or not, that's exactly this Shaila. So that is how the Me'iri learns. The Shaila of the Gemara, I should have put this earlier probably. The Me'iri learns that is the suffix of the Gemara. The Me'iri's taich of this Gemara is whether or not Shini Bailam is the same as Shini Kodesh. That's how he learns it. The other way to learn the Gemara is no, that's not the Shaila. The Gemara is discussing a local din. What's that? Yes.
So is it the local question of Bizmano?
Have to do with Bizmano and whether or not it constitutes an Akira or not. Or not. Who discusses that? Tosfos. Tosfos Maskana on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph is, he says, no. Really, everybody agrees. Omari, Dachi Pirush, Afil, Laysan, Lahan, and Pirochim, Mikom, Lokal, Loavi, Kira. Why the Nasa, Kapasa, Below, Smana, Shemesu, Bala, Dumper, Eldivar, and the Boy, Akir, Shaklish, Sam, Pasa, Afishu, Kapurush, Shalol, Shem, Bala, Sharmesu, Hachanami, Shlobis, Manu, Shini, Bala, Lokash, Vakira. In Achanami, Shini, Bala, could be the same Psul. The Gemara is not handling whether it's the same psul. It's whether or not a Shinui Bailam constitutes an Akira. But in a Chanami, it would be the same psul. I suppose the Me'iri really understands that the Shaila of this Gemara is whether or not it's the same psul. And then the last distinction is what Rabbi Rosenzweig points out in his article is his Knech within the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. So Rabbi Rosenzweig puts out two possibilities and breaks them down into three. The two possibilities are what we've been discussing until now, whether or not Shinui Bailam is the same as Shinui Kodesh or different. And if it is, what's the nature of the distinction? So he puts it like this. Is Shinui Bailam a kind of chisaron in the Shinui Kodesh, in the Shema Karban, which is the simple understanding of the Rambam? Or maybe the opposite is true, that the Shinui Kodesh creates a nituk to the Bailam. And that's what he wants to suggest is the machlokas, a disconnect between...
The main thing is between Bailam and the...
Exactly. And since you promised to give, I don't know, a shlamim, and now it's an ola, so there's no connection between you and that ola, so that's the chisaron. The nafkamina that he mentioned is the machlokas between the Rambam that we've seen and the Ramban. The Ramban appears in the Melchamos in Rosh Hashanah on the sugya of about mitzvah srichas kavana, where the Ramban just mentioned in passing that if you shochet a chatas from Misha Einu Mechuyav Chatas Kamohu, that's kosher legamri. So that's very difficult because the Gemara later on, which the Rambam paskins, sounds like it's kosher velo olu. So Rabbi Rosenzweig wants to say, so that was how he was masbir the sheet of the Ramban, that's a creates a nituk, whatever.
Did the Ramban say that in other places also?
So he wanted to shtel to that Ramban that we saw in the Sefer Mitzvos regarding. Regarding the Isser of Machsheves Pigel, and that he doesn't identify, he doesn't get down to the Shinui Bailam, Shinui Kodesh question, Ayin Sham in the article, but I wanted to mention that just as the last Nafkamina, in terms of the lumdus of, even if they share the same psul, there might be a difference in how it works. So to summarize, we discussed the question of whether or not Shinui Bailam and Shinui Kodesh are the same psul or not, and if they are and if they aren't, there are quite a few exceptions, whether that teaches you more about the rule or more about the exception, but we discussed the differences in terms of what's the story with Psul HaGuf, A, what does Psul HaGuf mean, like Rashi versus Rabbi Nochanano, how does Psul HaGuf play out in general, say in Pigel, and then how that would apply to Shinui Kodesh, like Tosas and Menachos, and then by extension, how that would apply to Shinui Bailam, that would be our Tosfos. We spoke about the question of Machsheves Bailam and Shara Vodos, the Rambam with the Kashya of the Mishnah Melech and the Karen Ora, and the Meiri's observation with the Teres of the Mirkeves HaMishnah. There are other Terutzim, take a look. Also the question, the Chiddush of the Isser l'chashiv shelo nachon. So the Merkavas HaMishnah said it in terms of the Hemshech HaDvarim. And also take a look in the Tzon Kachim, who discussed this also in the question of Shini Bailam versus Shini Kodesh. Then we spoke about the relationship between Shini Bailam and Shalola Ochlov, and Tosus insisting that they're not the same, probably because Tosus is held to our Gemara, which he's consistent with, that Shini Bailam is really a Tavar Apostle, and that's why a mixed machshava would not be a problem for Shalola Ochlov and Shalola Menuya based on the Mishnah there. The mixed machshava, when it comes in general to Shini Bailam, that Sefer Yashar, the Suffolk of the Keren Or with the Teretz of the Sfas Emes, and then the Pesach Shalom Bismano, the Chiddush of the Meirian, just how he reads that Gemara. And finally, Rabbi Rosenzweig saw in the article about the differences between the Rambam and the Ramban, even within this idea that they are one soul. Okay? Shkoya. Okay. That's a tough sugya. So,
in the form perspective, is that you say that you're including these other guys as opposed to
in Shalola Menuyav, there's the absence of your guys. Mashrein Kane, Shalola Bailov is the designation of the wrong guys. Exactly. That's what it sounds like.
I don't get how you do the JCC thing. Do you have a locker that you left on
now? No, I have a bag in my car. I'm going right now.
What's that?
I don't know.
Why, they're going to have a gym there? With a shower? With a shower, Mamish?
In the
locker. You can always use the bathroom. In the locker. Thank you, Manachem. Okay, good. How do you know? Perfect.
Yeah,
alright. I know I have it under control. Manachem,
it was an honor to have you, as always.
How nice of
you. Only Manachem can walk in the door on a kabur like this and just pick it up. Just pick it up. Oh, this is still going. Recording is still going.